This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Let's investigate this hot rumor. Chris Mueller, we think, is off playing golf, but we really don't know. Donnie Football is here. No bachelor party or extended wedding weekend. It is Memorial Day weekend. This is a hot time to have a wedding. Donnie, shockingly, is not involved in any this weekend, so he's here. And you can be, too, at 412-928-9370. Mark Cabali later this hour. The validity of the Brett in Pittsburgh call to the midday show today, under the microscope right now. And I just heard from Donnie and Bechtold before we went on the air that there's new information on this?
Yeah, so it was a message that Bechtold got from, I would say, somebody that all three of us know, and I would say that all three of us trust on something like this, that apparently contacted said hotel because Brett called back, and I guess he gave more info to Austin, so maybe he shared this info with the other person.
This was another call on the air where he said, Okay, so off the air, he said, you don't believe me? You don't think that I'm telling the truth?
Yes.
I'm going to go even deeper here and say this is the exact location in which
I
saw Aaron Rodgers.
Joe dared him to double down. He didn't have to go on air, but double down and give more info to Austin.
Okay.
So then Austin shared this with somebody. He got a message back that Aaron Rodgers is not staying there. But he just came in a moment ago. He said, I don't know if that means he was there, but he's not staying there.
So now we're into a friggin' semantical argument about what staying there means?
I guess.
I don't think the hotel would be honest at this point, now that it's out there. I think the hotel would probably want to do more business with Aaron Rodgers, and if word gets out that they leaked that information, I think Aaron Rodgers never goes back to that hotel. So, do you think at this moment that Brett was full of it, or do you think he saw someone who looked like Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers saw
Aaron Rodgers doppelganger at 6:15 this morning.
I think that's very possible. And then for all we know, the person at the front desk, I mean, Rodgers could have used an alias. No?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think chances are good he used an alias. I think he gets...
I mean, he's the weird type of guy, yeah, that would absolutely use a different name.
So how do we trust this guy who messaged back Austin then? Do you trust that person who messaged back Austin?
I would trust
that. Do you know
who
it is?
Yes.
Is it someone who works for the Steelers?
No.
Is it someone who covers the Steelers?
No, but it is somebody that I'll say this, all three of us know this person.
Is it someone in sports?
Somewhat.
Okay. And you don't feel comfortable saying this person's name?
I'm not going to air out the person because they were messaging Austin, and I'm just relaying the information.
And this person is 100% convinced that Brett made the story up or Brett misidentified someone as Aaron Rodgers this morning?
But then the added caveat at the end was, I can't I don't know for sure if he was there. I just know he's not staying there, which now leaves this a little bit more open-ended.
Maybe he just got picked up there. I mean, it's absolutely not an open-shut case. I'm not getting information here that makes me think that Brett's story is completely made up. For the record, I don't want it to be true because I still don't want the Steelers to sign him. My favorite end game here is if I could have my druthers, I want Aaron Rodgers to screw over the Steelers because I don't think that would actually be screwing over them. I think he would be doing them a favor if that happened. So maybe there are some Steelers fans out there who still get their rocks off, their jollies, when they hear or see things like this. Oh my God, it's happening. It's close. Finally, our long national nightmare in Pittsburgh is over. Aaron Rodgers is here, and he's ready to go to work. I still don't want that to happen. And I say that as someone who freely admits, and this is why Malzi kind of gets stuck in this in-between, is what's the thing in the, what the hell's that Netflix show about those prepubescent dorks that get in with the girl who has superpowers, and the Upside Down is what it's called? What's the name of that show? Did I do a horrible job of explaining
it? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a bunch of dorks and nerds in school, and they befriend this girl, and she has superpowers. What the heck is that thing called? Someone please text in and tell Donnie what I'm talking about. The Upside Down. Now I've lost my train of thought completely here because my whole job is to articulate things, and I'm failing to actually get things straight here and put together and formulate a cogent thought. No, Chris gets thrown off with this Aaron Rodgers thing because Malzi, and I believe he has said this, so I'm not like spilling show tea or company tea, but Chris is very much of the opinion that Aaron Rodgers coming here is best for business, meaning more people will be interested in the Steelers, therefore more people will listen to our show if Aaron Rodgers is the Steelers quarterback. And I hear that, but I don't completely agree with it. And I've heard Crowley say things like, I just want to be entertained. I'm sorry, the Jets last year were not an entertaining product. I think there is a very quick law of diminishing returns. I remember that from economics class. You know how our economics teacher in our junior year of school made the point about law of diminishing returns? He bought like 15 pizzas and said, you guys can eat as much as you want. And people started eating pizza like it was our last meal, like it was the last supper. And when we were all done, he's like, how did that sixth slice taste compared to the first slice? Not as good, because you were almost full. And that is the law of diminishing returns on Aaron Rodgers. My guess is by game 5 or 6, when the offense stinks and Aaron Rodgers starts pointing fingers at people, yes, there will be drama. Yes, it will feel like a reality show. But I've seen Steelers fans put in those positions by current Steelers who act a foul and don't win. It drives us nuts. It's not a fun existence. It's entertaining for the outside world. It's entertaining for the debate shows and people not in Pittsburgh to point fingers and like try to assess blame and say, what's going on in Pittsburgh? What's wrong with this? Why isn't the Aaron Rodgers-Mike Tomlin marriage working? But it won't be fun being the kid at the top of the stairs who's watching them argue and watching it end in divorce. That isn't entertainment. That isn't enjoyable. So I want Brett to be wrong. I want this source, who Donnie won't out here, to be right. That yeah, now you've got more information that you're getting
well,
in?
Well, no, I have people asking if you meant Stranger Things.
I did mean Stranger Things. Thank you. Was my explanation or description of it absolutely terrible? Well, how would you go about explaining it? Well, a bunch of dorks that have a girl that they're friends with who has superpowers. I thought that was sufficient.
That was the show that I thought of, but then when you had a guess at the name, I was like, well, that is just so far away from Stranger Things that
no,
it can't be that.
No, but in Stranger Things, there's something called the Upside Down is the world that they're in. And that was... Like where, right? Am I speaking Chinese?
I haven't
Chinese?
Seen it yet. Okay, I mean, that's the show I need to watch because I hear that the soundtrack is right up my alley.
It is, yeah, it's 80s banger after 80s banger.
But the text was also followed with, that was the worst description of Stranger Things I've ever heard.
And I admitted that. I confessed that as I was saying it. That was not my forte. I did not set out here at 2 o'clock to try to do my best to tell people what Stranger Things is all about. No. I don't want Aaron Rodgers to be back here in Pittsburgh. I don't want to believe it. But the timing of it sort of makes sense because they start practice next week. And if Aaron Rodgers wants to get out on the right foot with Cam Hayward and TJ Watt and the veterans on this team, he's the quarterback who's learning a new offense. He should be here. And that's the other thing about some, and I don't know how many of them there are. I see them on the text line. I see them on our YouTube page. I see them on Twitter. Some of them even have the balls to call in. Okay, so there are some of you out there. I can't quantify it. But there are absolutely people that love the idea of Aaron Rodgers coming here. There are also people now evidently who believe that tornadoes are created by the government. Did you know that? We had more tornadoes here yesterday. I'm getting a deluge of people who are telling me, are we sure tornadoes are just an organic thing? This is something that I think Aaron Rodgers actually would be very interested in.
There's you think George Washington was whipping those up back in the 1700s?
No, I'm serious. 412-928-9370. There's absolutely now a community of human beings out there that think that tornadoes are man-made, which is a scary thought, especially when we think about the government, which also ties into Stranger Things, which is getting me off topic. There are people out there who really believe that it doesn't matter when Aaron Rodgers shows up. All that matters is that he ends up here. And that's good enough. It's not good enough for me. Again, I have already put my true feelings out there. That's the whole point of having a radio show, is that you're transparent with people. I've admitted things like getting my ass waxed before. So letting you know how I really feel about Aaron Rodgers is really not that much of a revelation. But I've said, I don't think it's a good idea in the first place. I think it's an even worse idea if the guy doesn't show up when football activities start. And if he was a wide receiver, if he was, you know, Amari Cooper, who they might sign, okay, that's a little bit different. He's not someone that needs to have a master command over the playbook and needs to call the shots offensively. He isn't adjusting to being the face of a new team. Aaron Rodgers is. And Aaron Rodgers seems to be on this Brett Favre trajectory, which is kind of funny that he's now just living over again Brett Favre's career arc. When Brett Favre went to the Jets like Aaron Rodgers, it didn't work. When Favre went to the Vikings, it did work. But you know what the key is there? He knew that offense. Brad Childress, the offensive coordinator, was a Mike Holmgren disciple. It basically was him. He didn't have to relearn anything. He didn't have to adjust to anything. Unless Arthur Smith shows up and says, all right, Aaron, you give me the playbook now. If it really is going to be the Steelers' offense, if he's really going to be in charge of this team, he needs to show up next week. And I'm stunned by, I guess I shouldn't say stunned, but there are Steelers fans out there who are like, yeah, it doesn't matter. He's 41. He's played football for 30 years of his life. He'll figure it out. Kind of an Aaron Rodgers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
We trust.
I get asked a lot by my peers and some friends, you know, who are fans and stuff like that. But I just feel like in the locker room and stuff, it's we're in that working, and I think that's just really what it's about at this point. And so I know that if he does sign, we're definitely gonna be really excited to have him. We know who he is. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's one of the best to ever do it. And so just like I said, I think it's, I wouldn't say it's a distraction at all, but like I said, I know what we all know what type of quarterback he is and what he brings to the table. And so just like I said earlier, no matter who's back there playing quarterback for us, we're going to rally around him. It's going to be great.
Alex Highsmith on NFL Network talking about Aaron Rodgers, according to one fan listener, seen in the Strip District today. And then we got off on a tangent discussing Aaron Rodgers' potential conspiracy theories, like the one that tornadoes are government made and manufactured and not actual organic weather events. One that popped up on Twitter. Does Aaron Rodgers believe that birds are for real? Do you know the birds conspiracy theory, Don?
They're like...
they're spies.
Yeah. What kind of birds? Just all of them?
All birds. The aviary,
like the morning dove.
The aviary
that really
is just
nice
a house
sound.
Of spies.
He ain't gonna want to come here then.
Yeah,
we got that one near the stadium.
That huge giant vulture in there is just a gigantic spy.
Think about when the birds are on the field,
right?
Pecking away.
That's just actually those were Patriots employees. Belichick was just having them snoop around and get intel. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Bucko Minute in about 20 minutes, actually less than that, about 10 minutes. What we're hearing on Ben Cherington after he addressed reporters yesterday, 412-928-9370. Here is Jim on the fan. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Jim.
Hey, just a real quick comment for you on Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
I'm 77 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following the Steelers for well over 60 years.
Yep.
Not my favorite team, but I've been following them.
Who is your
as
favorite team?
As far as I'm concerned, you don't want to hear it.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, New England.
Ugh. Why?
I told you you didn't want to hear it.
Why?
Anyway,
why would you
been
do that,
following
Jim?
For,
why would you root for the Patriots?
Well, I like a winner, and I didn't mind discipline with Belichick, and I didn't, you know, I like Tom Brady.
What do you
obviously,
make of Belichick now? He's your age, and he's engaged to a girl that's 24. What are your thoughts on that, Jim?
If I don't have anything good to say, I'm not going to say anything at all. So I don't have anything to say.
Oh, geez.
No, that's I don't want to say shocking, but I guess it's really easy to say it is what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, jumping back to Rodgers, it's just an opinion.
Yeah.
I feel that in over 60 years following the Steelers, as far as I'm concerned, the biggest mistake they could possibly make. He's a short poem for you. He's 41. He's done.
Thank you, Jim. From a Patriots fan who watched Tom Brady play great football in his 40s. Here is Justin in Canisburg. Hello, Justin.
Hey, guys, how we doing?
Hey,
just calling in on the Rodgers thing. Been listening to you guys for a long time and a lot of different personalities on the radio here. So, you know, when it comes to Rodgers, you guys seem to have a bit of an axe to grind that's not necessarily to do with football.
Okay.
You know, a lot of times I hear you guys, you know, when Russell Wilson came to town, I don't remember anybody talking about him in his perceived alter ego, if you remember his Mr. Unlimited persona,
yep.
Or the fact that he saw Jesus in a dream that talked to him.
Wait a minute,
that,
time out. I didn't know about that story. Explain to me what happened. Jesus came to Russell Wilson?
After his father passed, Jesus came to him in a dream and said, hey, specifically he said, hey, you need to learn more about me. Jesus came to him in a dream. Or maybe his healing waters of his concussions. So I don't remember you guys going over all these conspiracy theories of Russell Wilson's coming to
let me ask you a question then. Do you think that's because I'm a liberal?
I didn't know you were a liberal.
No, I'm not saying I am, but I'm asking you, do you think that's because I'm a liberal?
Do I think what's because you're a liberal?
Do you think the way I talk about Aaron Rodgers is because I'm a liberal?
I definitely feels like there's an underlying slant to it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes,
so,
of the reasons I just discussed.
All right, fair enough.
So
fair enough. So let me ask you another question. Do you know where Mason Rudolph was last week?
Do I know where Mason Rudolph was last
yes,
week?
Yes, he posted
no,
it on Instagram.
No, I'm busy working kids. I don't follow, nor do I follow Aaron Rodgers' daily audio.
He was at the White House.
Okay.
On his own volition. His nickname among some people who work for the Steelers is MAGA Mason.
Okay.
I want Mason Rudolph to be the Steelers starting quarterback, and I think there's a chance, if he gets that opportunity, that he's the next Geno Smith or Sam Darnold. I think there's a chance. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I'd like to see him get a shot. So, to me, okay. like there are things about Aaron Rodgers' football personality that drive me nuts. I don't think he's a good teammate. I don't really think he cares about football that much anymore. And I don't, whether he has these conspiracy theories or not, I think if he really cared about football, he would be here by now. There's only one quarterback in the history of the NFL that was good at 41, and that was Tom Brady. And I just think he's wired completely different than Aaron Rodgers. And I don't see how any pro Aaron Rodgers fan could rebuttal that or retort that effectively.
You mean in terms of Rodgers not having his head fully 100% in the NFL at this
point? He's not practicing football, and he's not like every day like Sidney Crosby and Tom Brady. When you're that old, I think you need to be thinking about football 365, 24/7. When you're an unbelievable talent at 30, I don't think you do. But to succeed at 41, I think you do, Justin. Because okay. all the evidence says otherwise.
So the question is his commitment that you're saying, minus conspiracy theories and tornadoes and somebody else's
making. Right, I mean, I think that's just fun fodder. I think that stuff's just interesting conversation. I just don't. Instead of going to minicamp last year, Justin, he went to Egypt. He
right.
went to Egypt, and he knew he was going to get fined by the team. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe people do think it's like people just for political or other reasons don't like it. I don't even, other than, I guess he was going to be Robert Kennedy's vice president candidate. So, that probably means he is more right-leaning, I guess, because Kennedy was a Trump appointee. Now listen to what we're doing here. This sounds like I'm on friggin' KDK AM right now. Who's the guy that's over there for Dunlap? Is he talking about
Michael
the same
Bartley
things?
In
Michael
here
Bartley,
today.
Is he in there? The guy was best friends with Fred Rogers. Did you know that, Bartley?
He was buddies with Fred Rogers?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
I put Mr. Rogers on my list of people I'd like to get dinner with.
Did you know that Fred Rogers weighed 133 pounds?
He was a little guy. I always like the, well, I mean, speaking of like conspiracy theories
yeah.
there, you've heard the one about him being like a sniper.
Yeah, that was.
Could you just picture Mr. Rogers? He's got like a cardigan on.
Well, they said the same thing about Captain Kangaroo, but I think both of those have been debunked, but it was a hilarious one while it was out there. I was told by my doctor that I need to weigh 185 pounds. So I'm overweight right now. I'm 6'3", 209. I think that's fine. But my doctor disagrees. So who knows more, my doctor or me? I guess the doctor, technically.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
185, I'm going to look like this pen that I'm holding in my hand if I weigh 185 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Like, anytime you go in and based on those, like, BMI charts and everything, to be underweight or at your weight, you need to look like Craig or Bechtold.
You know, so when Craig goes in to see his doctor's like, keep up the great work, Craig.
Yeah, and like that's certainly never going to be me. I'm happy with where I'm at right now, for sure. But
absolutely. Look at the great wake you've done on Awaken. Look at the great work Harry Callis has done on Awaken, now that he's allowed to talk about it again.
I don't think it's a guarantee that Ben's here. It might be an interim GM. I don't think they're going to strip Ben of his responsibilities if he's here. I think you might see some people do some things differently. Maybe that's Kevin Graves, Steve Sanders, two of the assistants there. You might see them take on a little bit of a greater role. I think they've undergone a lot of shuffling in the front office in terms of like pro scouting and pro evaluation and that sort of stuff. So, I mean, people are going to be doing things differently there. I just don't understand how you can look at his trade deadline deals. They're not good. They're not good at all. I don't know how you're in the situation that they're in. There's zero job security for Charrington. I don't understand allowing him to go through another draft, and I don't understand allowing him to execute another trade deadline.
That was Jason Mackey with us on Ben Charrington. Our Bucko Minute. We'll also get back into Aaron Rodgers here. Mark Cabali going to hop in about 15 minutes. We'll see if he's heard anything, any scuttlebutt on Aaron Rodgers being in town. The Pirates' scuttlebutt is along the lines of what we heard Mackey say there. I now believe that Ben Charrington will be gone before the draft. So when's the draft, Donnie? I think it's now All-Star Weekend. That's in early July. I'm getting a Hacksaw Jim Duggan-sized thumbs up from him. Which, by the way, I loved that interview. I'm excited for the Jake the Snake Roberts interview that's supposed to happen. But anyways.
July 13th.
July 13th. So we've still got a month and a half. I think he's gone. Here's my reason for that. From the people around the team, there's just a very, very cavalier attitude about Charrington wearing out his welcome and being disposable. I don't hear people talk about him with any reverence or really respect whatsoever. And I think he sounded like a guy. I mean, he's always kind of low energy in press conferences. But he went out there and got peppered and badgered with questions. Not that they were extremely difficult or anything, but he had to go out there and face the music for 25 minutes yesterday. I think he's gone. And I think Bob Nutting is going to take back what he said to Mackey about not wanting to derail the whole thing and blow the whole thing up. Because I think enough people will get in his ear and he'll come to the conclusion with that he can't trust Ben Charrington to make another big decision for this organization. So they have the sixth pick in the draft, I believe. Is that right? Did I make that up? Another thumbs up from Donnie. I don't think he'll let Charrington be the person whose name is on that pick. And I don't think that he'll let him run the trade deadline. Because think about this. If they don't shoot 100%, if they don't nail the first round pick, if they don't kill it at the trade deadline, they open themselves up for immense criticism. And even people over there wouldn't be able to defend it. They know that Ben Charrington is not the answer and not their long-term solution. So why drag this on? If he's a lame duck, if he's dead man walking, why allow for him to make decisions that could impact the long-term success of the franchise? You can't. So my money is on between now and Independence Day. So Memorial Day weekend and Independence Day. By the time we have our next national Celebrate the United States of America holiday, Ben Charrington will no longer be the Pirates general manager. 412-928-9370. Here is Urkel, like Steve Urkel. Hello,
yeah,
Urkel.
Like Steve Urkel. That's my last name, if you can imagine it.
Were you around in the late 80s and early 90s when Steve Urkel was a big deal?
Yeah, absolutely. I was like in elementary school when it came out. I actually got to meet him personally.
And you said, hey, Urkel, I'm Urkel?
Yeah, I asked him if he'd ever met anybody with his character's last name in real life, and he said no, and I told him it was his lucky day, and he said, bull crap, let me see your ID. So I got a picture of him and I laughing at my ID together.
Nice man?
Yeah, he was real cool.
I'm guessing that's not why you called, to share your Steve Urkel story.
No. I wasn't talking about Rodgers. I called a while ago about, you were talking about the moon landing conspiracy theories. I talked to you guys about that. So I'm real big into the whole, like, science denial conspiracy theory thing.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, he's just completely out of his mind. Like, tornadoes aren't, humans can't create any natural disasters. That's just the way it works. Like,
how about the birds as spies? Do you put any credence in that?
The birds aren't real. No, that's just more crap. It's the conspiracy theorists, when they fall for one, when they think that they understand one of those, and they end up falling for all of them. So
now I don't know about where Rodgers comes down on birds or tornadoes. I do know after he went to Egypt, that he was very skeptical that the pyramids were man-made. Do you agree with that?
No, man-made the pyramids. It, just because we don't know how it was done doesn't mean it was aliens or some sort of technology. I mean, it probably was some sort of technology that we were unaware of, but not like, you know, today's technology. They weren't like levitating blocks gotcha. With their minds and stuff like that.
All right, Urkel, thank you. Do you have some reservations about the pyramids and the validity of that whole deal? Or do you think it was aliens that came down
and did that? They called some architects to put those together. I mean, it is pretty amazing given the era that those babies got put up.
But a lot of things from back in the day, a lot of these architectural marvels from hundreds of thousands of years ago have withstood the test of time.
Yeah.
You know? Look at the Great Wall. China just put that sucker up around their whole entire country. That was no easy feat. Look at the Pantheon in Greece. It's another great one. Malsy would be in here right now, and he'd say, can you name the eight wonders of the world?
I was about to say,
can you name the eight natural wonders of the world? Because I can.
And then I would bring up Andre the Giant. And then China.
How many cities in Egypt can you name after Cairo? Right? Can you name what continent Egypt is on, Donnie?
I wouldn't even get Cairo. I would freeze before.
I heard you froze on the quiz show today.
I know. I'm kicking myself. I'm really disappointed in myself.
The question was, how many 1973 Steelers can you name? Yeah. So the year before.
Steelers offense.
Steelers offense. Okay. And you said two, and Joe went three, and you didn't have the balls to go four?
Yeah, I froze.
Yeah. It's okay. I mean,
I immediately thought of the 74 draft, which obviously those guys weren't on the team.
And you've dominated the quiz show.
I have had a good season against
you. And you've also, I think, impressed a lot of our listeners with how many things you do know from before you were born. So, look, I mean, think of the great football teams in Steelers history. The 78 Steelers didn't go undefeated. So you lost one today, no biggie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.